Music is powerful, very important in our lives and in the past, and we'll continue to do this in the future. Musical truth, because music reflects varying worldviews. And so sometimes when it comes to more secular songs, but even sometimes church songs, or in the case of this year, Christmas carols, do we fully understand and recognize what is being championed or the theology behind it? You know, we sing a lot of Christmas carols. I love carols, and sometimes it's easy just to be caught up in the spirit of the season and just sing songs without thinking of the depth of what's behind them. And so what do some of the familiar carols teach? And so in our hymnals, as we sing, if you use the hymnal, a lot of times we have Nazarene hymnals, but there are verses underneath the headings of the particular songs, and particularly the Christmas carols. Now, those aren't inspired necessarily, but sometimes there's a lot of good teaching and a message that can go along with the actual words of those familiar carols and those concepts. So we've already had a lot of scripture for the Advent, those of us that come from more liturgical style, formal church settings that have Advent from the common lectionary, the readings. There's a method to that madness as well when it comes to the scriptures that are tied together and the story that has been told. Indeed, throughout the whole Christian year, some churches use those readings as part of the common lectionary. But during Advent in particular, on this fourth Sunday, and the banner here is Behold, as we are beholding the birth of the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. So I will ask, maybe with your permission, Bearclaw, we're going to have several groups of carols, and then we're going to, so what, talk about them a little bit. So why don't we, at least for the first carol, and then you can decide, stand, and we're going to sing, O Come, Emmanuel. And then you... Remembering some of us are sick.
Please be seated. Number 157, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus.
Did you pay attention to some of the words? First one, that's probably one of my favorite Christmas carols, is O Come, Emmanuel. And listed in our hymnal is Isaiah 7:14, which we've read now a couple times. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin will conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel, a Hebrew word. It means, literally, God with us. A virgin-born Messiah that was required to ransom the captives. And ransom captive Israel. The bondage of sin that Israel, as God's people, went through for their disobedience. But a picture of what sin does, being in bondage to sin. The captivity of Israel, the dispersion, all the things that have happened to Israel in the Old Testament, and even anti-Semitism today, but picturing the bondage of sin. We recently looked at the book of Philemon, where a slave in bondage, but being set free by ultimately being a new creature in Jesus Christ. And then one of the verses there, the wisdom and knowledge of God, referring to Jesus. He is called the Word of God. And if you will, the idea of skillful living in our lives, God's word helps us to live lives that please him. Come to thee, O Israel. And so we ought to appreciate what God has done through his people and that ultimate Jewish Messiah, Savior, Jesus Christ, and pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Come, thou long-expected Jesus, the song, the verse, Isaiah 61:1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. And so the song referring to the anointed, that is where we get our word. Messiah, the anointed one of God, that anointed child, but yet also the ultimate king of Israel, and indeed the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. who was born to set us ultimately and all humanity in him, free from sin and bondage. And then some of those lyrics, the rest and the joy that we can take knowing that God has accomplished that for his people in that anointed child and king. Israel, and hopefully our strength and consolation. And indeed, that is the hope of all the earth. Some great lyrics.
Be singing the first Noel, number 167. We'll sing three verses. Number 174, joyful, joyful, we adore you. Thank you.
Good stuff. The first Noel. The reading was Matthew 1:18, which we read. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. And so the words, if you paid attention, that virgin born of the Holy Spirit, the virgin birth, King of Israel, much more than just a human king, but the ultimate virgin born Messiah. And the angelic announcement to the shepherds, they're out keeping their flocks at a place called, Trudy, Migdal Eder. See, you knew I'd read some of these Guffyites, man. But where the shepherds were, there's actually some great history there that Trudy clued me in on. But the Migdal Eder is the tower of the flock, which back in Genesis 35:21, that's where Jacob, who was renamed Israel, his favorite wife, if you will, Rachel, died in that location. It's right near Bethlehem. But the tower of the flock, Micah 4:8 then says, "And you, O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, to you shall it come, even the former dominion shall come, the kingdom of the daughter of Jerusalem." And so the tower, a guard tower, specifically in the Bethlehem area, where the sacrificial sheep were kept for temple worship in Jerusalem. What a perfect place for the Lamb of God to be born, where the announcement of the angels to those shepherds out watching their flocks near Bethlehem. And the light of the star, that light that ultimately, as we know, the light of that world that we should follow in our lives. Born is the King of Israel, that Lamb of God, born right where God wanted him to, where the sheep for temple worship. He is that ultimate sheep without blemish, lamb without blemish that takes away the sin of the world. And then joyful, joyful, we adore you. That's Beethoven's Ode to Joy. Is that right, George? Ode to Joy, yeah. But that, I love that music. And so Isaiah 12:6, cry out and shout, O inhabitants of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in your midst, shouting with joy, the God of glory, giving praise, angels, shepherds, all his works, all of creation, praising his name ultimately for that gift of love. What a great concept during Advent season. And so with joy, our hearts are lifted, as the refrain says, because there is a Holy One who is born in the midst of a fallen people, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's good news, and I appreciate that we could have a little joy in this church family every now and then, just every now and then.
We'll sing number 187, The Birthday of a King, the first and second. I'm going to ask you to stand on this song. Hark the herald angels sing. Angels we have heard on high. Thank you. Please be seated.
The birthday of a king. Jeremiah 23:5. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will raise to David a branch of righteousness. A king shall reign and prosper and execute judgment and righteousness in the earth. Coming to that city of Bethlehem, the city of David, literally the house of bread in Hebrew, as predicted by the prophet Micah. But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, though you are humble, out of you shall come, ultimately, the Messiah. And so that humble first advent of the King of Kings born in that manger to a holy light. We think of the pictures of the Nativity with the Star of Bethlehem and, of course, the Magi coming. But this song points beyond that humble first coming of Christ to the second advent, the glorious coming of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who brings judgment and righteousness on earth. And folks, that gives me great hope, knowing that it is all in God's hands. And as the angels and we sang, Alleluia, literally hallelujah, praise the Lord. We can bless him for that good news. And then angels we have heard on high. Luke 2:13. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying. More angels singing. We get a lot of angels singing during this time of year for good reason. But I like that, living up here in Colorado and the mountains in reply. All of creation's joyous strains. I think of the triumphal entry that right now your king is coming and the rocks will cry out if you don't. The joyous strains. And then some good Latin. You got to have some Latin. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Glory in the highest to God. Soli Deo glory. To the glory of God alone is how we look at a lot of things at the end of messages and teaching. So carols and truth. I hope this gives you a little bit more of appreciation. I love the music this time of year and the music we have with all our talented musicians. It helps me glorify God and reflecting worldviews, especially this time of year, that Christian worldview. And I hope this has given us an appreciation and recognizing the depth of what God has done in these familiar carols, that we just don't take them for granted. And there's a truth behind the beauty and the familiarity of our traditions. I love traditions, as long as they continue to point us to the truth of who God is and what He has done during Advent season. And these truths should inform our lives of faith, living lives of faithfulness. And so now our response song, I'm going to ask you to stand one more time. Please stand, but we're going to sing, O Come, All Ye Faithful, as our response song.